Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing safety. Mowing is one of the most common gardening practices, and also one of the most dangerous. Mowers are powerful machines with sharp blades, and they warrant careful handling. The most important thing you can do for mower safety is to read your owner's manual. Wear fitted clothes and sturdy shoes. Eye and ear protection are always a good idea. Clear the lawn of debris that could be thrown by the mower, like sticks and pine cones. Mow only when grass is dry. Keep children out of the yard when you're mowing. Shut off the mower before adjusting or cleaning the blade, and allow the mower to cool before refueling. Never carry passengers on a riding mower, and shut off the engine before stepping off your mower. For more information about mowing safety and other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, water lilies. Ponds are a fun and relaxing component of many gardens, and water lilies make a popular blooming addition. Water lilies have large round leaves with beautiful flowers in many colors and are available in both day and night blooming varieties. They can be purchased already growing in a pot or as a rhizome or tuber that needs to be planted. Place your new water lily in a large pot with new potting soil, making sure there are holes in the bottoms and sides of the pot for water circulation. Add pebbles to the surface to keep the soil in place. Place the pot at the appropriate depth in the pond and wait for the leaves to reach the surface. When they do, the beautiful blooms are not far behind. For more information about water lilies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gadgets for guys. Father's Day is a great time to tell dads how much you appreciate them. And what better way than with a garden gadget or two? Get the dad in your life a really nice pair of pruning shears. A quality pair will have replaceable blades and can last a lifetime. A handcart, a new mower, or a lawn edger will make yard work easier. Think about giving your weather-watching dad a rain gauge or thermometer. They're made in a wide range of styles and can come with high-tech automatic features. Let your dad light up the night by giving him a landscape light system, and the gift of weatherproof speakers will allow him to listen to the game while enjoying the great outdoors. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rats in the landscape. Rats are common pests that can lurk in trees and shrubs, under houses, and in outbuildings like sheds. They're climbers, with some species preferring to nest off the ground, and are most active at night. If you suspect you have a rat infestation, look for regularly used paths along walls or behind debris. Check for small, dark droppings along these paths, and tooth marks on fruit, plants, and even wood or plastic. To get rid of rats, eliminate their sources of food, water, and homes. Discard all garbage, and make sure trash cans have tight-fitting lids. Store pet food and birdseed in rat-proof containers and clean up piles of junk, boxes, and debris. If these tactics don't work, consider setting traps. For more information about rats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Africanized honeybees. Africanized honeybees have migrated from South America and are gradually infiltrating European honeybee colonies in the U.S. Although they're often referred to as killer bees, Africanized honeybees are described best as defensive, as they attack people only when we get too close to their nests. Possible nest sites include wood piles, water meters, trees, and outbuildings. The best defense against Africanized bees is to remove or block all potential nesting sites around the yard and house. You should also seal all gaps in walls and around chimneys and plumbing, and install screens over other openings, such as rain spouts and vents. If you do find bees nesting on your property, do not approach them. Contact your county extension agent or a certified pest controller. For more information about Africanized bees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.